knowing us, the British Touring Car Podcast, knowing you, the British Touring Car Podcast listeners, aha! It's the Snetterton preview. It was going to be Alan Partridge, it's Norfolk.
Yeah, I'll take that one, Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. We are back once again and it is another round which we are going to this weekend
it
at
is.
Snetterton, and it's someone's birthday.
It is, and it's yours. Way to introduce that, yeah. Modest as ever.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, we're heading to Norfolk, which is probably for us the closest, well, there's no probably about it, is the closest touring car track to us. 3 from 3, which is great, and looking forward to being there. It's due to be a little bit rainy potentially this weekend. The weather forecast hasn't really committed either way. It's sort of, hey, it might rain, it might not. It might rain at some point on Saturday. It might rain at some point Sunday.
As long as it doesn't rain like it did last year and we get that absolute downpour that we had, I think we'll be okay.
It is, of course, a bank holiday weekend in the UK, which
it's gonna rain,
I was going to say, which almost guarantees that we'll get some wet weather along the way. You are, of course, 18 again this weekend.
Yes.
You know, looking very tough paper round, was it?
Yeah, very.
Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, of course, your birthday, which will be excellent. Well, your birthday is before, but it's your birthday weekend, which would be nice for us to go down to Norfolk. At some point, you will decide what you want to actually do over that weekend ahead of the touring cars. nothing like planning it all last minute. But you're well.
Yes, yeah, not too bad. Looking forward to this weekend. I think it's going to be a track where we'll see a lot of excitement.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you for why.
Please. We're mixing sitcoms here. Go on.
So it has so many different combinations of corners at Snetterton. But I think you get a good variation across the cars that are suited to different combinations of corners. So we'll have the BMWs doing well at the traction zones, we'll have the Hyundais down the straight because we know they're an absolute monster engine underneath that bonnet. The Fords are notoriously good on the brakes in the corners, so I think we're going to have a good mix there. Toyota ran fairly well here last year.
And year before.
And the year before. And they need an upturn in form, by all means. And we know that the Astra tends to go fairly well here. So I think we're going to have a good variation of drivers up and down, certainly the top 10 this weekend. And it might make for some interesting results, shall I say.
Yeah, I mean, all of that makes sense on paper. But
yes, but it's not done on paper.
Yeah, touring cars aren't raced on paper. It's raced on asphalt. And I have to say, Snetterton has, over the last couple of years, either been really exciting or I found it really quite dull. So I'm hoping it's going to be more than the exciting thing this weekend. 12 corners. So, as you say, they're a good mix.
Yes.
They've obviously expanded the circuit. From when we first started watching, it was basically a glorified loop, wasn't it? With a few bit, like a hammerhead, wasn't it?
It feels a long time ago
since
that change was made. And I think the change is for the better as well. It makes viewing at Snetterton probably the best on
I think brands would argue with you, but I agree with you. There's a lot of places to stand and you can see a lot of action rather than just seeing one corner. I do think brands probably just trumps it from being the amphitheatre where you can
effectively
stand on the pit straight and see everything apart from the trees at the top of Druids.
I'm not looking forward to this weekend, and I know it's going to happen, we're going to get windburn.
Yeah, we are.
Which always happens at Snet. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or sunshining, you will get windburn, so take some sun cream. That's precursor.
It's going to be a lot of walking as well.
There is,
which, 2.97 miles, which is the longest circuit on the touring car calendar. It's Snetterton 300, which is
hence the name.
Hence the name, yep. And it debuted in the touring cars in 1959. Sam, this is the part of the show where I've done my research and you haven't. So you know what time has been set because that will come to that later in the predictions. But would you be so kind as to give me the year and driver for the qualifying lap record?
I told me the year earlier, so I won't play on that too much. It was 2023, wasn't it?
And it was 1:54.5.
Yes, I would go down the line of Tom Ingram.
You would be wrong. 2023 was the year, of course, of Napa, and it was Ash Sutton, which probably gives you the answer to the next one as well. Race record of 1:54.8.
Sam Osborne.
Correct. Yes, yes. No, it was Ash Sutton again.
Yeah.
That year, I mean, I think from memory, that was the year that Sutton won race one by a year, one race two on the worst tire by a year.
It was on rails,
wasn't it? Oh, that weekend, that car was probably the strongest it was all season.
Yeah.
Of course, last year, if you cast your mind back, as you say, we had mixed conditions. We saw a purple dinosaur, which was nice.
Didn't last for long, did it?
The dinosaurs, no, they famously die out, Sam. and that was the case there. Obviously, Bobby Thompson did do three races last season, all of which were at Snetterton.
It was a dominant weekend from Jake Hill, taking two wins. I think the first one was by a decent way.
Obviously, no, it was race two, because race two was the wet, dry, wet race, where Sutton and Ingram both got the wrong tyre, and Hill won by, I think at one point it was 14 seconds ahead or something. It's ridiculous, wasn't it? Yeah, absolutely crazy.
Huff took the race three win in Toyota, which was probably its best showing of the year last year, I'd say.
Yeah, so
tailed off towards the end of the season.
Races one and two certainly belong to BMW with Hill, Thompson, Sutton in race one. Race two, Hill, Camish, Cook, again in those changeable conditions. And then race three was Huff, Moffat, Cook. So that race three belonged to Toyotas. You may remember, you may not. In race three, Jake Hill was the only one to start the race on wets, on a dampish track, and was winning by some margin at some point. We were thinking, oh my Lord, he's going to win all three. And then about halfway through the race, those tyres just went off completely as the track dried, and he fell back down the field.
It looked like a really good gamble at first, didn't it? Because there were a couple of other drivers that did that as well, and they were coming through the field, and then, the conditions changed just enough for those sort of like dry tyre runners to come all the way through.
Coming into the weekend, then, there is a bit of a gap at the top of the championship, so I'm going to quickly run through the top three, because I don't really see anybody winning this title who isn't already in the top three. I'm just going to be honest about that.
Yeah, we've extended it one more. We do think now the BMWs are probably back in it, considering the performance that they had at Brands. And if you haven't already, go and listen to our Brands review, because we take you through all the action from every weekend, whether we're there or whether we're watching on the telly.
Absolutely. So a quick reminder of the top drivers before I give you last year's results. So Sutton is top on 92, Ingram is second on 87, Hill is third on 80, then a chasm back to Tom Chilton on 55, Morgan on 52, Robot on 51, Camish on 50, Smiley on 50, Rainford on 48, and Moffat rounding out the top 10 on 42. So I'm going to focus on the top three. And Sutton last year, a third, a 20th, but that was due to the wrong tyre call, and a fifth. So, four back.
A decent fight back through the field.
Decent fight back, not bad.
Not a bad driver, I suppose.
Ingram's very similar, sixth, 16th, and fourth. So, I think if you remember rightly, him and Sutton basically worked together.
Followed each other through everywhere, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly that. And Hill got a first, and a ninth. So, a good weekend for Jake Hill as well. And it's a track where one would expect the BMWs to go well at for nothing else than a long straight, the longest straight on the touring car grid. Yep. Is it a mile long? Have I made that up?
I'm not quite sure it's a mile long, but it's got two of the longest straights as well. That pit straight and the back straight being so long. Certainly down into the S's, a heavy braking zone. Lots of opportunities for passing at Snetterton as well. There's the hairpin in the centre of the circuit, which is always a good passing place. There's the hairpin down at turn two into the S's, and the final chicane, depending how you get a run out of there, can get you a run up the pit straight as well.
Yeah, you've also got turn one, which is always a fairly good way of setting up an attack for so the complex coming up. And if you're absolutely crazy, you've got the bomb hole as well, if you're that way inclined.
Flashbacks to Plato and Muller.
And Neil. Absolutely. One car that does go well here, that needs to go well here this weekend, is the Toyota. Obviously, they've had a really poor start to the season. If you look at their results, they've just been absolutely no. The highest driver in the driving standings is Pearson, 14th. He's only scored 16 points.
Considering how Toyota were talking coming into this season as well, they were saying they've managed to strip a lot of weight out of the car, managed to get a good balance on the car, and there were loads of reports and positivity coming from the drivers that were coming into the team. As I've already mentioned, four brand new drivers again this season. You thought, okay, if they hit the ground running, they could be a real competitor for the season going forward. Mm-hmm. But they've had two really almost dire weekends so far. Yes, Pearson had a decent qualifying result at the first time out at Donington and was probably the best runner at Brands as well. I think we already said this in the review, they're probably out of the championship hunt already.
Yeah,
but they really need to up their standards to make sure that this season isn't possibly cast as an embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, they're already over 120 points back in the teams, which is crazy this early on. The only teams they're ahead of is Motorparts with Powermax, which is just Dobble on his own.
Effectively, up to that point.
Yeah, House has done three rounds, but... Yeah, and then Rocket of Unlimited Motorsport, which is Patterson and Hall, who you'd expect them to beat, and Powder Monkey Brewing Co. with Icy Dock, which is obviously the
Hamilton on his own.
So they're ahead of teams you expect to be ahead of, and they're well behind. Mm-hmm. If you think Restart Racing, you think One Motorsport.
Yep.
I would say that one of them haven't had the most exciting or right home about starts to the season, and yet they are ahead of Toyota, which is crazy.
Two cars less. Yeah, you can kind of allow it a little bit more for One Motorsport, obviously having a year out of the sport.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming back into it. Yes, they've got a lot of the same team personnel behind the scenes, and obviously bringing Jake Cook Jake Cook. Josh Cook back into that team. It's a comfortable environment, but there's still lots of learning to do for them.
Yeah, I'm worried for the Toyota this weekend because obviously at Brands Hatch they were around about 6 mile an hour slower than everybody else on the straight. I mean, I'm not in telemetry. I'm not on the telly either. But I'm not in telemetry, but you think how long the straight at Snetterton is, they could be looking at being double digits off the top speed.
Yeah, they've got some working out to do this weekend.
Yeah, which is going to be catastrophic. I don't know where they start because obviously, you know, the car is the same car they had for the last couple of seasons, which has been semi-successful.
If they've done plenty of hard work, like we've seen BMW do between Donington and Brands, then we could possibly see a decent resurgence from this weekend. I just get that feeling that it's not going to come.
No, and I do wonder if it's maybe too many drivers. If it's a smaller team, I think that you can potentially work around the issues a little bit easier. Obviously, BMW is slightly fly in the face because there are four. But then equally, you know, WSR have been in the series since about 1405 AD. So, you know, they've got a lot of experience here. They've also got a champion. I suppose Shevin's a champion, but not so recently. And I do wonder perhaps if they've got four drivers with such different driving styles. I think what you would say at WSR is they're all pretty much the same driving style, aren't they? Which is balls to the wall, for want of a better phrase. And they're all pretty aggressive drivers. Whereas actually, you look at that Toyota team, they're all quite different, I would say, which potentially makes it difficult to set the car up.
Yeah, I think it'll be... We'll see, obviously, how they run in practice, but I think qualifying is going to be the real tester, first of all, and I could quite honestly see possibly all four of them maybe going out in those first two single qualifying sessions.
Yeah, almost certainly, I would say.
Which is going to be a really bad start, and then they're already on the back foot going into race day on Sunday, where it's just a case of trying to make up as much as they can. Yeah, I don't see anything big coming from them this weekend.
Can I have a bit of a moan again?
You always do. Thank you. Go on.
Quite light scheduled again.
Yes.
A bit annoyingly. So we've got the Virtue Minis, we've got the Porsche Carrera Cup, the big ones, and we've got the F4s. That's it. There's no other series. There's no guest series this weekend. No LED.
We've got the big four that normally follow the touring cars around, or including the touring cars, should I say. But yeah, it does feel a little light, doesn't it?
It does. It's a bit frustrating, but I'm not sure what the answer is. As I say, we all know that the Junior Series didn't come to fruition.
I think it didn't come to fruition so late, which is why we're seeing these gaps this year.
And I will give Snetterton a little bit more slack than I'll give Brands Hatch, insofar as that to have a guest series here, it's a long lap to do, which means you've got to really go for high speed cars. You can't really, you've got to be looking at sort of your radicals or Caterhams again or something along those lines rather than
you can't take legends here
or minis or the mini minis the tiny minis so you've got to it's difficult realistically the only thing I could think of that it could bolt onto here is the Porsche sprints which I've already seen enough of is it worth having
you bring the book this weekend
no it's not as many gaps okay. as there was at Brands although I did quite like it was sunny at Brands which helped once I recovered from paying £5 for a feast £5.50 in terms of the touring car racing 11:30 is your first one then we've got the lunch break after that then 2:20 for race two and 5:05 for the final race. There is no race afterwards, which does annoy me because I think particularly on a bank holiday weekend, it'd be nice to, you know, people haven't got necessarily the same excuse to have to leave it or reasons rather than excuse to want to get gone. And I do like it, this sticker race after. It just helps getting out easier, albeit for Snet, it is one of the better ones. But it does help that we are pretty well versed in Snet and where to go, where to be.
We've got our routes, haven't we?
We have indeed. Even getting there, we go cross country, which is also quite nice.
Yep. Any further thoughts on this weekend, or should we get into some predictions?
I'm just going to say that I'm really interested to see how restart go this weekend. Obviously, that Hyundai is so quick, quick. And we know that it's not just quick for the one team, because obviously Smiley's having an absolute barnstorming start to the season. Lloyd's pace is there. His luck is not. Yeah, I'd be interested. Maybe they can nick a podium this weekend, potentially. Possibly.
Some people might have predicted a little bit more than that.
They shall. Well, after the break, we shall get into the predictions. Hello, this is the British Touring Car Podcast. Just reminding you that we are a completely independent podcast run by two fans for hopefully the wider touring car fan community, which means that we do this out of the goodness of our hearts and because we like chatting motorsport, really. So, because we're giving you a gift, perhaps you can give us a gift back. Sam, it is your birthday this weekend. What can they do to give you the best birthday imaginable?
Well, I've got an Amazon wish list. That's not what you mean, is it? No, if you could drop us a like, make sure you're subscribed to all our social media channels. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and on all your normal podcast platforms. Remember to leave a comment down below. We'd love to hear, obviously, predictions for weekends going forward, what you'd like us to predict on as well as your season predictions going forward. So if you haven't already, go and drop a like down below and don't forget to comment.
As he says, this is in Musk's world, algorithms count a lot. So we need to improve on the algorithms to improve the show. Do as he says. Thank you.
Right, let's get into the predictions then, mate. We've got plenty to get through, as we do normally. Obviously, leave your predictions down in the comments below. We'd love to hear them for this weekend. And let us know if you're going as well.
Yeah, and of course, it is close in the predictions battle at the moment. It is 5-7. 5-7. So, well done. Yeah, two ahead. It's still early days. I'm quite happy with that, given that you had a good start. I had a good second race, so it's been quite good. For those who are new to the show, we always do poll, winner, winner, winner. Jack Sears, the winners can be in any order. We once did it for per race and realised that was completely pointless.
That wasn't going to work. No.
So, Sam, kick us off. Who is your poll sitter for this weekend?
I was thinking to go a little bit different, but then I thought it's a little bit risky at this early venture of the season. So I'm staying a little bit safe with this one, and I'm going for Jake Hill.
Very good.
We know that the BMW does well at traction zones. There's plenty of them at Snetterton, and he went so well here last year.
I've taken your logic and turned it on its head.
Okay.
As far as at the start of the season, the best time to go bold. Because
Nick housed it.
Not that bold.
Okay.
No, I'm going Aidan Moffat. I think the BMW is going to be really quick here. I think Moffat has got pace in that car.
Yep.
If he can just keep it on the grey stuff.
He is famed for going out in the first session.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm just reminding you.
But I also think that he'll have a point to prove in his head, knowing that Rainford's won a race, Hill's won a race, De Leon's won a race, and he's had the pace to win a race. There's no doubt about that.
He'd have been gutted after last week.
Yeah, he had the pace at Brands if he didn't bin it in qualifying to get at least into the second stage of it. And then that brings him up further up the grid, and who knows what could be in the races. So I'm going to go for a Moffat pole. Also, don't forget, of course, boost-wise, he'll have more than Hill.
Yes, he will. Yeah. Race winners?
Yeah, I'm going for Hill to win a race. I think he will. I think the BMWs are going to do really well here this weekend. I'm going for Camish. He's got to start his season soon, hasn't he? And he goes okay around here, you know?
Yeah.
He goes all right
around
here.
He was a little bit unlucky at Brands, obviously running second and that incident under the safety car last time out.
Yep.
So maybe you can have a little bit more luck.
And I've gone for Moffat as well. Whether that be a rate, if I don't get pole right, I think he'll be in the mix of the race three grid reverse. And I think, I think there's a level to come from Moffat.
I have to agree with you on Hill. I just think he's going to sneak a win somewhere this weekend just because he goes so well here. I have to kind of play it safe with Ingram because of how dominant the car is down the straight, and he is Mr. Consistent at the moment.
Yeah, and he goes well here as well. Apart from Ingram, either goes really well here or it all falls apart here. So, and normally it's a mixture of the two, so we'll see how that goes. But I can understand those,
And then finally, I'm going to go for a Mr. Chris Smiley.
I don't think that's as bold as it necessarily sounds.
No, we saw how well he was running at Brands, and I just think he might be able to take it that one step further this time, maybe get lucky with a front row on the reverse grid, and then take it from there.
I think he gets a podium. I don't think he gets a win, but we shall see, of course. Okay, and then we do our...
Jack Sears?
Oh, of course, yes, sorry, Jack Sears, yes. seamlessly saved there. I've gone for De Leon. I think it's going to be a BMW driver this weekend. And I think De Leon might just have that little bit more experience racing touring cars around Snetterton. Whether that counts for anything, I don't know.
Possibly. I'm going to go for Rainford.
Yep.
Because as you've said, BMWs, I think they will be pretty quick here. But I think it goes the other way because Rainford's got the experience of having Porsche around here, rear wheel drive, knows how to handle it and get to grips with it.
So congratulations, James Dorling. Jack Sears sewn up this weekend. Cool. Okay, then we do our general prediction. So my first of the generals is that both restarts will score a top 10 finish this weekend
The racing. The Lloyd's luck has changed.
Yeah, that's why I think it's not just necessarily a gimme, because Lloyd and his luck Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm going bold with my first one, and everyone in the comments may shout at me for this, but I'm going for Nick Halstead to score points this weekend.
Now, to be clear, that can count that as a fastest count. Lap,
yep.
Leading the race, or taking pole. They yep. would all count as scoring points.
Yes, they would.
Whether any of those are going to happen remains to be seen.
Yep.
Or, of course, he could score points by finishing in the top 15. So, yep. okay. And this is, just to be clear as well, this is points on the official touring car system, not your Sports Day, Everybody Wins a Prize, Alternative Universe
we'll
sheet.
Update you with that one in the review, though, because there might be some interesting changes.
Okie dokie. Your next general one?
I'm going to go for BMW. I think it's going to be a stronghold for BMW, this, and they're going to outscore Napa. So, four cars to four cars, point by point. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're not sponsored by BMW by this for this podcast, despite how many times I've said the word BMW.
I'm trying to make up for the fact that they were so good last time out. Yeah. I'm kind of...
However, if BMW want to send me any cars to test on, yeah, then I'm more happy to give my opinion. I've gone for, that's my second second prediction, only two of the Toyotas will score points this weekend. Again, same as your house said, it can be through fastest lap, it can be through leading yep. a race, it can be through pole, or it can be through finishing the top 15, but I don't trust them this weekend. I almost went for no Toyota will score points, but I thought...
You know what? That went through my mind as well, and then I thought, no.
The way it's been this season is I think that everyone is scoring points. Like, the field is quite close, particularly down the further points-playing positions.
They keep shuffling around. And it changes near enough every lap they come round.
Yeah, tournament. But I don't see all four of them scoring points this weekend. I really don't.
Your final prediction, then?
I'm going for the BMW on each podium. BMW again. But, so each... round will have a BMW on at least one BMW on the podium before you start splitting hairs.
Inherited or just on
track. I'll go on the track.
On track.
I'm going to regret this because I'm going to get one at race two.
I'm just clarifying now.
Oh, God, I'm going to regret that. Yeah, because I can guarantee race three, someone's going to finish fourth and the person ahead will jump the start.
Okay.
But no, I'll say it's got to be on the track, on the road. Okay, on the road.
That's fine. It may work in your favour. They may finish there on the road and then it get changed. So,
oh, that still count, would it?
Yeah, because it's on the road.
Okay, so we're saying on the road. Okay, then, yeah, on the road. All right. Yeah, right, okay.
My final one is going to be Adam Morgan is going to outscore combined his two teammates, Chilton and Kreis, this weekend.
That's bold because Kreis looked good at Brands. He scored points. He looked racy. Chilton had a
Chilton weekend.
Well, he was quieter at Brands and he wasn't Donington, which means he'll come back fighting at Snetterton unless the car catches fire, which
we have
is always
had
a possibility.
Couple of instances where Chilton has gone really poorly at Snet, and that's kind of what I'm banking on. Not hoping for it, just to clear that up if you're watching. But yeah.
Yep. Okay, and then each weekend we do a general track-specific prediction. This year we're asking you guys to help us out, and it's been very well received. We've already had another one for this weekend, and we're going for how many times the lap record for race will be broken across the weekend by the touring car. So that's a really clunky way of saying.
Yeah, so how many different drivers are going to beat the lap record time previously set from 2023, as we've already mentioned.
Yep.
So
very quick rule clarification on that. Should, for argument's sake, Sutton break the lap record three times, only counts as one because he's one driver.
Just one driver.
Yeah, it's not the amount of times, it's the number of drivers. I've gone for four. I don't think it'll be that. So I think particularly if we get mixed weather conditions as well.
Yeah.
I'm yet to be moved entirely by this boost to is it quicker than the hybrid? I don't know yet.
I kind of feel like it is quicker than the hybrid because they're not having the hybrid weight in the car, which is why I'm going slightly higher. I'm going for six drivers this weekend. Thank you to Hoppers Motorsport, who effectively gave us the idea. We've adapted it slightly.
Thank you for remembering the name, because I was desperately searching as I was presenting it, so
and,
thank you.
Yeah, if you're there this weekend, come up and find us, and we'll have a good chat with you as well.
Yep. I think that pretty much sets the tone for the preview. Have you got any final thoughts as we head into Alan Partridge's county?
I'm hoping...
That was the intro, by the way, in case people didn't understand. Yeah.
I'm hoping for it to be dry because it's just a bit more comfortable when it's a nice dry weekend.
You got an umbrella?
I have, yes. I don't want to get the new chair wet.
Well, that's what the umbrella's for.
But yeah, looking forward to this weekend, hoping to see... good bit of racing. I always love going to Snetterton because the viewing is so great, as I've already mentioned. And let us know if you're going this weekend.
Yeah, my final thoughts are you need to decide what we're doing for food on Saturday night, please, because I live my life by where we're eating.
by his stomach.
In touring car terms, I'm hoping for a good weekend. Me personally, I'd like a little bit of mix of conditions. We've not had any mixed races so far this season. And I do like a wet to dry or dry to wet race because it just plays into the strategies a little bit. I don't necessarily want to see it in race two because that then changes the whole tyre stuff. If we're going to use it, let's use it. But yeah, I hope for a bit more tactical this weekend.
Okay. Well, until our review on Tuesday, we're going to be recording that on Monday morning before I bugger off on holiday.
Yep.
But yeah, until then, stay safe and we'll see you at SNET.
Bye for now.